Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm John McEnroe.
I'm Bjorn Borg.
This is Martina Navratilova.
I'm Mats Wilander.
This is Mary Carrillo.
I'm Stan Wawrinka.
I'm Leighton Hewitt.
I'm Andy Murray.
And you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
One, two, three, four, five. What?
Now you wanted Federer to freewheel yesterday.
Yeah. It's what I'm going to do. 130.
That's what you're going to pay your money for, folks.
Yeah. 130 editions of the Tennis Podcast in 2019 is what we've produced. And it is time to start the process of getting enough cash in so that we can send everybody all over the world in order to produce some more. Lots of them in 2020. We have bigger plans than ever. How's 2019 been, Catherine?
Podcast heavy.
Yeah.
One every 3 days.
Yeah. It's been a podcasty year.
It has. We hope you've been enjoying them. Anyway, we're here to talk about our plans for 2020 and our Kickstarter campaign, crowdfunding campaign, which has started today. And basically, we just want to have your help in order to keep on producing these things. Because we don't charge for it. We don't have a paywall or anything like that. We've planned and talked about all sorts of different ways over the years of trying to enable us to keep producing these shows. Some podcasts get lots of sponsorship. We've had some, and are able to pay for the whole thing that way. Other people have put a paywall up and charged their listeners in order to listen to the shows. We've just not really wanted to do that because we want to have everybody listening to it, and to me at least, it's kind of a partnership really between us and you. It's about goodwill. It's about trying to produce a show that you really enjoy every single day at the Slams and every single week throughout the year, and one that you then help us support. That's how I look at it. And frankly, this is the fourth year in a row that we've run a Kickstarter campaign, and we have been absolutely overwhelmed by the reaction of you. I mean, every year we've raised more of a budget so that we could do more, and that's really because our listenership has grown, and that's the key to this. We don't want people putting money into this that they can't afford. We want to have as many people listening and as many people able to contribute so that we can just keep snowballing it that way. That seems to me to be the best way to run these things, and that's what we're going to do this year. Not everybody listening to this may agree with that approach, but I think on the whole it's worked pretty well so far, don't you?
We're still here.
Yeah. It's amazing really, isn't it?
And we're still here with Matt, crucially, who's been just the most epically game-changing addition to the podcast. I don't think we can do it without him anymore.
No. Well,
you can.
No, but I mean, it has been amazing. It's only just over a year ago that Matt actually came on the air for the first time. We had no plans necessarily for that to happen. I just handed him a microphone one day and I said, yeah, here you go, Matt.
Yeah, I certainly didn't have plans. You invited me down to London, I thought, to watch you know, my own tennis podcast live, basically, in the pub.
You should know by now, David's always got plans.
Yes. And next thing I knew, the mic was in my hand and I was
talking about
Karen Khachanov winning Paris.
Yeah. And fortunately, all of his predictions were rubbish, so he just fitted right in.
Yeah, a lot of, I think we all had some Karen Khachanov takes a year ago that haven't aged well.
We've had some amazing takes over the years that have been horrifically off. But, you know, that's kind of what we do. But, I mean, even then, we knew we wanted Matt after he'd left university and stopped being student Matt and become grad Matt. We already knew we wanted to work with him because he's just, and I'm not looking him in the eye because I'm not going to embarrass him, because he's an absolutely top bloke who is just got the most amazing mind where tennis is concerned, and frankly, everything's concerned. But he's just so interesting to listen to anyway. And then when we started talking to him on the podcast, you all agreed, and you wanted to hear more of him. So we said, okay, well, if we actually ended up adding more to what we were trying to raise in the Kickstarter, and said, we'll give him a job then. If he wanted a job, so we want to give him one, help us do it. And that's what you all did. We then said, okay, right, let's try and take him to Australia. And so we did that, and he was with us throughout the whole of the Australian Open. Catherine was working for Eurosport, I was there for the BBC, and we produced daily editions of the Tennis Podcast every single night, often well after midnight, 2 a.m. I remember getting plopped on by a bird, a pigeon, outside in the middle of the night.
Daily podcast is such a misnomer, isn't it? It is nightly podcasts.
They're nightly, yeah. They're in all sorts
morningly
of weird conditions. We had that. Then we moved on to the French Open, and we had, as far as I was aware, no real plans to send you to the French Open, but it was all just going so well, we did it anyway, and you were there, and you were an absolute revelation. And that enabled us to make those daily shows even better at the French Open.
We shared some really, really bad dinners.
Really bad food.
Yeah.
Hopefully good podcasts.
Yeah, they were good. That's where I realised what it's like to be a listener, because I wasn't on any of them. And I had just the best time.
Yeah, Dave was texting saying, where's the podcast? Can't wait to listen. All right, mate, chill out. We're having a really bad dinner right now.
I'd got other people saying, can we keep it like this, because it's better.
And we also had audio trouble, didn't we? There was a strange hiss on the line whenever we recorded, and Catherine said, if David were here, he would not let this fly. So we then sort of recorded. Well,
it
we certainly
crossed
recorded
my mind
one podcast
to press
twice.
On, and then when you texted afterwards saying there's a hiss on the line for me, so I didn't notice that, and it crossed my mind, and I dismissed it.
And she said,
I fought the good fight in my own head.
What would David do?
Battled my demons.
I better not.
I just imagined the sound of disappointment in your voice.
Yeah, it's okay, Catherine. It's okay, but she knew if she did the right thing. And then on to Wimbledon we went, and we did daily shows there. Should say, it is the one tournament where we have to pay a licence fee in order to be on site and to record the show. It's something they do for all the podcasts there that aren't in-house produced. And so, yeah, a little bit of the money that we generate has to go towards that. These are the sort of things that come up. The expenses are, yeah, they're pretty high if you want to do this properly, and we really want to do it properly. We don't play at this. We don't. Yes, we are adding it on to what else we do with our careers, but I think you'll probably know that there are no half measures. We are trying to make these shows the best they can possibly be, so that you feel like you've had a great experience with them. And so we paid the license fee so we could record on site, be amidst the atmosphere and really bring all the stories and the anecdotes. And if that means Catherine Whittaker getting stung by a bee live on air, that's what's going to happen. And that's what did happen, which is an extraordinary moment given that Mary Carrillo was sat right there.
Mary Carrillo commentated my bee sting.
Yeah.
That's a badge of honour.
Yeah. Still can't believe David beat me to the ice.
I can be quite
you
swift when
really
I
really were.
Yeah, tell you, when there's an emergency, I'm off. We had a go at doing some big interviews this year. I say we. It was me being obsessed with what we could do. There's all sorts of things we could do. So I thought, well, let's have a go. And yeah, we were lucky enough to get Janko Tipsarevic for that wild and meandering and extraordinary interview for an hour and 20 minutes. He was, I mean, he was just so interesting to listen to. I mean, didn't agree with everything you said, but God dear, it was interesting. Larry Stefanke, you may remember we had on, who told some of the most fantastic stories, great anecdotes, somebody I love listening to. Andy Roddick came on the show, and I've got a list as long as my arm of people I would love to speak to on this show, and that's what requires us to keep it ongoing. You know, we're not about to stop yet. On to the US Open we went, and those were all recorded mostly in the middle of the night.
And I was a listener.
You were a listener, yeah, because you were back home. And in 2020, one of the goals is to take Matt to the US Open as well, to all of the Grand Slams.
The Matt Slam.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Calendar Slam. Bring it on.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I mean, this is one of the good things about the Tennis Podcast, quite honestly. I mean, we kind of have the rights to every slam and every tournament. We can talk about them if we want to, and we do. And that's how we get this show. Nobody really planned to do daily shows from the Fed Cup final, Davis Cup final, WTA finals and ATP finals, though, did they, at that point?
Nobody except one man.
We did it.
David has always, as long as I've known him, had a policy of over-delivering.
Yeah. You know, we might be able to do this or that, so let's do it, is generally my motto. That's what we did in 2019. In 2020, we want to do even more. And there's some blokes leaving the bar here who are so excited about listening to the archive of the Tennis Podcast.
They haven't got the staying power we've got.
They've decided to go and put on their speaker and listen to the entire archive overnight. Yeah, in 2020, we want to do even more. I don't know about you, I do.
there was a moment, and this is absolutely by no means a verbal commitment to anyone listening, but there was a moment a few weeks ago where David actually said the words, imagine if we did them every day throughout the year.
Oh, I know. I've not stopped thinking about that moment ever since it came out of David's mouth.
Yeah, I had to rein that one in, folks. Just briefly, you know, long term.
For now.
Long term.
For now, anyway.
You know, you never know. It might be worth doing one day. I don't know. But yeah, want to do some really good interviews. Enjoyed doing the special on Rafael Nadal and sort of archiving his career and to that point. And we want to do more shows like that. I mean, there's so much we could do.
There are many beauties to the medium of podcasts. I think the two that stand out for me personally are how personal a medium it is. David, is you're incredibly good at sending responses, both personal and on all our behalves, to people that contact us, and one of my missions for 2020 is to get better at sending personal responses, because some of the messages we receive genuinely blow me away, and I think about them often, and they're incredibly important and they mean a lot, and they fuel us when we are sleep deprived and maybe a little bit arsy every now and then, naming no names. And the second thing is the freedom of the medium. It's ours, and we can do whatever we want with it, and the possibilities are within the confines of audio land completely endless, and that's the most, it's just brilliant, it's just exciting and wonderful and magical and special.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news, ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And just to put a bit more context to what Catherine says about the message we receive, there'll be many of you listening that have sent them, and they really do mean a lot to us. They really do energize us and infuse us. I've been working in the media in tennis for 20 years, and in commentating on TV or radio or anything else I've ever done, I've never had a reaction like this that we have for the podcast. It's incredible, really, that it sort of moves people like that. And I think that's a testament to the medium itself. I feel like that about podcasts I listen to. There are people that I want to write to and tell them how much I like what they're doing and appreciate it.
No one ever stops me, or incredibly rarely, and says, oh, I've seen you on the telly, which I'm grateful for, because that's a weird experience. I only really ever get stopped by podcast listeners because they feel like they know us.
And that's a nice experience, actually.
That's lovely, yeah, because it's so much more personal. It's not, hey, I've seen you on the telly, can I have a selfie? It's, oh, Catherine. And it just feels really personal and heartwarming.
There's always such warmth whenever anyone comes up to us. And, you know, it really does blow my mind that people are, you know, with a podcast, you are seeking them out, aren't you, as a listener? You are choosing to listen to those specific people. You're choosing to listen to us. And, you know, we are really thankful for that. And, you know, personally, as someone who is so new to this whole thing, I feel like I was at uni 10 seconds ago. You know, for people to put their faith last year, and, you know, one of the messages was to try and give me a job. And, you know, I'd only really spoken on this podcast 5 or 6 times, and, you know, people had the faith, and I really appreciate that. And I hope this year that we have, you know, over-delivered, and more of the same next year. You know, there's nothing I love more than a bit of research, and I am motivated really to do some of those extra shows, as well as all the usual chats and dailies and things we have, just to try and add even more to it.
Quote, there's nothing I love more than a bit of research.
It's true.
And that's the
sad
thing.
But true.
Once we get funded like we have the last 3 years, I mean, I am so motivated to just make people think, oh, that was really worth it. Mm. That was great. And that's all we want. We want everybody to have a great experience. This should be one massive loving, as far as I'm concerned. And certainly has been, in terms of the reaction we've had. We feel similarly towards...
It's like a cooperative, isn't it?
The medium itself,
yeah.
We're
all in it together.
And I mean, just in terms of... when we come to arrive at a figure that we ask for, and we try to budget it out and work out what it is we need. Obviously, there's equipment, there's travel, we're going to Australia, we're going to America. Now, some of those things for some of us are going to be covered by other jobs we might do. We might be able to sort of share expenses, whatever it might be. So there's an element of guesswork involved at the start of it all. Obviously, there's the enormous amounts of time we put into it as well. It's more than just a job for us. It is a labour of love, but equally it does take an extremely large amount of our time to do it and to get it right. And over the course of this next year, there's some uncertainties. We're sending Catherine, for instance, to the Australian Open, and at this stage we don't know whether she'll be working for another broadcaster or not, but we're sending her anyway, and we're going to pay for Matt to go, for Catherine to go. I'll be going for the BBC, but still producing the podcast, so there's some help there. But, you know, our commitment is that we are going to be covered properly at all of these Grand Slams and more beyond, regardless of who else we work for. This is a medium in its own right now. This is not just... it's never been a game to us. but it's something that we think is worth prioritising in its own right.
And the nature of the TV industry in particular is that it is movable. Rights change.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, I worked for BT Sport for the last 6 years, which has lost the UK rights to the WTA Tour. I had a brilliant run, great time. Those have gone to Amazon Prime, who Catherine works for. So that's just the nature of the business, isn't
just,
it?
Yeah, nothing can be taken for granted. Also, the fact that we've had very understanding employers. We've never compromised ourselves to do this, but we have compromised our sleep and time and all the rest of it, and our various employers throughout the years have been incredibly understanding about it and have seen the value in it to the other work that we do. Yeah. Because I mean
we are better broadcasters because of the podcast.
Yeah.
And we also are able to, you know, we it's clear from being on the show that we might be doing other work, so it helps them. But you're right, we do have understanding employers. And so our 2020 Kickstarter begins now and is running. You can scroll down in the show notes of your phone there and click on the link to go to our Kickstarter page. And you just throw in whatever you think, A, you can afford. We don't want anybody spending money they can't afford. And B, what you think this is worth to you as a show. We've also got some categories which we hope some of you might want to engage with. Some of them that we've had in previous years. For £100, you can get a shout out on the show from us. We'll say that you've pitched in and backed the show to help it keep going. £200, you can introduce the podcast, which we've been running for a few years now. There's our year-long predictions competition, which will be running once more, and which I always win.
And will be new, well, not new, but improved in 2020, thanks to Catherine's very clever brother, Math, who has created an ingenious
algorithm
code.
I don't even know how to spell algorithm.
Yeah, the data entry system has been upgraded.
Yes. Exactly.
Much to Matt's.
It is no longer
delight.
Me typing millions and millions of R Nadal into a spreadsheet about four times. He's going to win the quarters, semis, final, and the winner for every single person in the competition.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Brilliant. So it'll be more efficient. We're also going to run Grand Slam newsletter predictions, which we've started to do newsletter predictions as well. So you've got a chance to take us on in those. We have our guest editor slots that we had last year, which means you can choose the questions that our listeners submit. You can choose the ones you like, put them to us, and also ask us some of your own. One of the most popular categories we've ever had has been our tennis podcast mascot. And for 2 years we've run this. We've had the much-missed Charlie the Ferret, and we had this year Rio with a Y. So if you would like your pet to be a mascot, we have decided to ramp things up a bit. And we now have four slots for Grand Slam mascot. So your pet can be our mascot throughout the duration of a Grand Slam.
If there are any listeners out there that have like a Bernese Mountain Dog or a really cute Newfoundland, or I mean, I'm not discriminating. All animals welcome. Dogs, great. But a Bernese or a Newfoundland or
That's just Catherine talking.
Pyrenean.
I'm fine with
something,
anything.
Something big and bear-like and just, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Something huggable.
And if you really want to go for it and have your pet as the mascot for the whole year, there's a category for that as well. And as a
corgi.
New...
Corgi. Any corgi owners out there?
It's only the Queen who owns those, isn't it?
I'm sure. No, well, they're really in now, corgis, because of the crown.
I mean, she's a listener anyway. So, you know, the Queen... you're in.
She watches Coronation Street, doesn't she, the Queen? And she listens to Radio 4,
tennis.
Which means she's probably heard it. Yeah, she famously does not like tennis.
So
you can like the tennis podcast without liking tennis. It's an every person show. And also, we have a section for a private podcast with the three of us. Imagine that. That could be interesting.
Yes, once, be warned that it, when we do our podcasts on FaceTime or Skype or whatever, it takes us about as long as the actual podcast to get the connection set up, doesn't it?
Yeah. And sometimes an argument will start before we begin the podcast that can occasionally mean that we nearly fall out and don't record it at all. But we always get there eventually, don't we? We always make up eventually.
It will be a full tennis podcast experience. Technical problems, arguments, and 45 minutes of chat about tennis.
Yeah. That's exactly what it'd be. Well said, Matt. So, we're underway. The campaign to get the tennis podcast up and running for 2020 is underway right now. Any backing we get from you, we appreciate. Thank you for all your support over the years. Continue to tell your friends about the show, because the more listeners we have, the more chance we have to raise funds that will allow us to go even more places, do more shows, hopefully do them better, and keep this thing rolling. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Matt. It's one of the highlights of my career, and certainly my days when I get to speak to you both, and long may it continue.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.